It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Compo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Compo.
R.D. Mercer, about a problem I had with one of y'all's officers.
Okay, Mercer?
Yeah, M-A-R-C-E-R.
Okay.
Yeah.
M-A-R-C-E-R. Hold on just a moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, my name is R.D. Mercer, and we had us a problem last night with one of y'all's officers over here.
Over where?
What here in town. He stopped my little stepdaughter last night for a burnout taillight. And he said that he wouldn't write her a ticket if she had agreed to go on a date with you. And I ain't gonna stand for it.
Well, by God, I don't believe that.
What's he doing down there trying to work up a date with my stepdaughter?
No, you bring your daughter in here and sign this, and sign a formal complaint, and we'll get him here.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass.
You come in and bring her in.
I'm bringing myself down there with about a 55-gallon drum of whoop-ass, and I'm going to open it on y'all.
No, you better not do that.
I guarantee you she done engaged to marry a fella over down in Broken Bow.
Fella, I don't even know what you're talking about. Are you talking in Broken Bow or Idabel?
Idabel. She's in Idabel, and she's going to marry a boy, Joe Biffle. You know Joe Biffle?
No, I don't know Joe Biffle.
He's a double diamond Amway distributor down there in Broken Bow.
You bring her in and sign the complaint.
I ain't doing it. I'm coming down there today, and I'm going to find that fella, and I'm going to find y'all.
You better have your facts straight.
Well, I guarantee you, that's what she told me.
Well, bring her in and let her face him, okay?
No, she's too upset about it. She's been sexy harassed down there.
Bring her in and let her face him.
I ain't going to do it. She done talked to him last night, and I'm PO'd about it.
Well, I'm a little PO'd the way you're talking.
Well, I guarantee you, somebody...
I'd bring my daughter in, though, and let her face him.
You'd be PO'd if it's your daughter, wouldn't you?
I'd bring her in, though, too.
Well, I ain't gonna do it. I'm coming down there. She ain't never lied to me, and I don't think she's gonna start now. Badge or no badge, somebody's gonna get ass whooped.
You bring her in and let her face him.
You ever had an ass whooping?
Who?
You.
Fella, don't be calling, threatening me on the phone.
Are you a single man or are you a married man?
I've got a daughter, 27.
Well, and by God, do you understand how come I got
and
some mad
by God, I'd bring her in.
I'd guarantee you I ain't going to do it.
Well, then don't come down here raising hell.
I'm coming down there to whoop somebody's ass here in about a New York minute.
Well.
And I tell you what,
you better get your stuff straight.
Well, I ain't going to have it straight when I come down there.
Yeah, you are.
She got a big bachelorette party tonight, and she's going to be tore up and ain't going to be able to have it. I was going to get somebody dressed up like a state trooper and strip for her.
You better get your stuff together.
His name is John Kaufman. He's coming down here to do that. He's going to strip down to a ammo belt in a nightclub.
Who in the hell is this?
I think your brother wanted to pull a joke on you.
I think he did.
Well, he's fixing to pull one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well...
Roger, that's the first time my blood pressure's been up, and I don't know when.
Are you okay, Jim?
I was fixing to go get my damn pistol, and we was gonna play gunfight to OK Corral.
Do not forsake me, oh, my darling.
Now, my secretary come back here and said, who are you yelling at? What's going on?
All right, it's R.D. Mercer. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. I always like to kick it off with a little R.D. Mercer humor. You may have heard that one before, but I played that one because my good buddy Captain Eric Spitzer performed with us at Laugh You Long Time 2, the second version at Ivory Jack's on Wednesday. Of course, we were pre-recording the show, so I can't tell you how it went, but the first one was a hit. We had like 185 people out there, and a couple of locals get up there and tell comedy. The first one time we had myself, Eric Spitzer, Bill Satterberg, and Bernie Carl. Now, Bernie, I love Bernie. Everybody loves Bernie, but he wasn't invited back for the second one. He went totally off script, and a little bit uncomfortable for some folks. So anyway, Bernie, of course, worse than Satterberg when it comes to no filter. I didn't think anybody was worse than Satterberg, but yeah. So we certainly are. We're gonna have we had a surprise guest on the show, somebody from the Esther area that was the lead into the show, and was very excited to be there. Somebody nobody had ever heard before, but brought the house down, and that was Glenda Anderson. It was actually Glenn Anderson in drag as a gal from Esther. Anyway, I don't know how it goes yet because actually it's tonight, but today's Saturday and it was Wednesday because we were pre-recording the show. So I think it was a hit. If we're not all in jail, you'll know it didn't go over the top. But yeah, if you ever go to these Laugh You Long Time, you want to get there early. We fill the place. At Ivory Jack's, Benny Lynn's the new co-owner, and Benny's just funny. We were telling some real life Benny Lynn stories, and a bunch of different just real life stories. It's kind of a little bit between a cross between stand up and Dark Winter Nights. It's that kind of thing. So we just get up and tell some stories, tell some jokes. It's kind of edgy. You don't want to bring the kids. It's typical stand up roast type stuff. So if you're offended easily, you don't want to go to these things. But it's fun. And we have a website, laughyoulongtime.com, a name that Satterberg thought up. I thought it was perfect for what we do, making fun of, having fun with Benny Lynn, owner of Pagodas and part owner in Ivory Jack's, Turtle Club, and a lot of other restaurants in town. I love Benny. He's really I respect him a lot as a businessman. He's done really, really well. I've watched him over the years. You know, he's tried different things. Sometimes they don't work and he pulls the plug, but most of the time he's very successful. I don't know how many people have told him, you know, Benny, you need to open a Pagodas in Fairbanks. But, you know, and I understand it. It's, you know, staffing. You have to have, and Benny oversees. He's in the kitchen. He's eyes and ears, and you can't be two places at once. So it's really, really tough, even with, you know, to duplicate that staff. You know, Anthony and Sierra and Ethan and those guys out there, they're just wonderful people. It's a great place to eat. If you ever have family in town, make sure you take them to Pagodas. I just pictured in my head, I was thinking of trying to do a comedy bit on this, but can you imagine Benny when he went to get a loan for the first time? I think it was him and his brother, and say, we want to open a Chinese food place in the North Pole. If he was talking to a national banker, they'd have run him out of there. But it's become one of my very favorite places to eat. It's just a great place. Got to love and love Benny Lynn. He's just always laughing, smiling. He's fun guy to be around. If you don't know him, you should. But he's usually behind the counter working pretty hard behind the kitchen door, serving that great Chinese food they have out there. Anyway, a little bit today we're going to talk, since it's that shift in seasons, we're going to talk a little bit actually about putting your sled away and getting your boat ready, because there's a few things that you can always learn or things that you forget that are really important. You know, we're about the tail end of the snow machine season. Unless you're going riding down the mountains, you got a couple, three more good weeks of riding, but it's pretty much getting ugly around here. I took my grandkids all out for, broke a bunch of new trails last weekend up at their house up off the hill out of town there, and made a bunch of new tracks because the old ones were getting down to dirt. So I took my super wide track and blazed new trails and took the four grandkids out. They had the little mini 120s and 200s, and so I had the super wide track, and so I packed new trails so that, you know, when it gets cold at night, cooler at night, it set the trails up. So they got a few more days to ride. They love it. These kids will go around and around and around. They'll burn a barrel of gas in a 120, you know, in a couple of weeks. They ride those things nonstop. And so that's fun. Oh, and I did wind up, I've got one. I forgot to mention that. I've got a brand new 2025 Ski-Doo 200, the little 200, the bigger of the two. We're going to go ahead and sell because we've got a 120 and a 200 for the kids. So we wound up with a new one that we're going to go ahead and sell. I'm going to make somebody a good deal. It'll be at least a grand off what they sell for new. I know it's the wrong time of year, but if you're going to be thinking about the grandkid for next season, you know, these things run a little bit faster than the 120. I think they run, you know, 25 miles an hour or so, 30 maybe. So they're a little hotter rig, 200 instead of a 120, but I think they retail for about $6,300. I think we're going to be under $5,000 on this thing. It's brand new. So I think we may have literally 10, not even 10 miles on it. We've just run it, but it's not one of my personal rigs. It was just one we had saved up, and we're going to let that go. So if you're interested, you can let me know. You can get a hold of me at craig@compos.com. I still use that email, so you can get a hold of me there. Anyway, talk about getting your stuff ready to put away the snow machines. You know, you typically always want to put some fuel conditioner in the tank. I'd say about 5% of the people do that. It's really a good idea. You want to do that just to hold the octane. And some of the machines, it's more important now because they're high-performance machines, and you don't want to run low octane when you fire it up. If you've got an older machine, like an old machine, when I'm talking about the old oil-injected, non-direct-injected, like, I'd say anything, well, anything with carburetors. If you got a machine with carburetors, it's a good idea to put a little bit of oil in the cylinders. And if you've got a, not a lot, and it's really not that critical if you're going to run it again. I tell everybody the best thing to do is try and remember the 4th of July weekend. Sometime in the middle of summer, fire the sled up. Just fire it up for a minute, half a minute, and let it warm up. It's not going to overheat. But what it does is it puts a residual, it'll put some new oil on the cylinder walls. The oil injection will put up. Yeah, your neighbors might think you need to get mental system or some mental therapy, but fire your sled up. Just let it run. I tell people to do the same, if you can charge your boat battery or your Sea-Doo battery in around Christmas. So Christmas and New Year's, go put a trickle charge on what you haven't used. What kills batteries and what kills, they actually sulfate themselves. The battery inactivity is the worst thing you can do for a battery. Your battery is the last 10 or 15 years if you have a trickle charger or a tender on them. And those things, you know, they charge the battery up, and then they'll get to a point and they'll shut it off. And then when the battery goes back down, because you're supposed to have 12.66 volts minimum to run any little Sea-Doo four-wheeler, lawnmower, whatever. You need a 12.66 is what the minimum is. And if you don't have a voltmeter, your battery tender will take care of that. So that's really important. And as far as the machine, anything with a primer, it's a good idea to pull the suction line off your little primer and dip it in your oil tank and suck some oil into that primer, because the O-rings in those primers will dry out. And they're, you know, $20-$30 a piece. So you're better to just pull a little oil into that primer, get that taken care of, the fuel conditioner. Grease everything. Here's the deal. Springtime, you got a lot of wet snow and everything in the suspension and the skims. That's what you don't want. You want to chase that moisture out. So hit all your, there's two in, usually two or three in the rear suspension, one on each ski leg, maybe one on the center steering post. But just look around for a greaser and hit it with some lithium-based low-temperature grease. Just chase any moisture out of there. It'll save you a lot of money in the long run. So those are... those are a couple of things you can do. If you have a way to get the skis off the ground, just put a 1x4 or 2x4 into the carbides. That keeps the bacteria off of them. And that's a good thing to do. The track, get it off the ground. If you put a small chunk of plywood or foam underneath the track, again, that just keeps the bacteria off it. Those are a couple of just quick hints for snow machines. We'll talk a little bit about how to get your boat ready after the break. You know, there's other things on your snow machine you can do, but those are the important ones: fuel conditioners, grease, some residual oil on the cylinders, either by starting it in July, like I said, before you fire up your barbecue for 4th of July, or maybe after, just hit it with a little bit of preventative service. Okay, we're going to be back after the break. Stick around. We'll talk boats.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed: Compos' passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compos on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything on 50-50 Fridays? Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, we are back, and I was trying to get another. I know people love this stuff, so I'm going to play this. One more RD.
Perky Athletics, it's Juanita.
I need to speak with the athletic director, Mr. Smalls, down there.
Thank you, sir. I'll ring.
Thank you.
Hello?
Who's speaking?
This is Chris Small. I'm the vice president for administration.
Are you in charge of them football games down there?
Yeah.
Listen, I got a situation on my hands down here, and I need y'all to take care of it. Y'all had that ball game down there Friday or Saturday night?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and there's this commotion such going on out there after the game. We had people parking all over the streets and such, and I'm about half used to that. I live over here north of the stadium.
Uh-huh.
But there's a bunch of drunk yahoos out there, and when they left, they backed into my front yard and knocked down a statue I had out there.
Oh, goodness. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll tell you what to say. I guarantee you somebody's going to get it took care of, or there's going to be an ass whooping over it. It ain't funny.
Well, it is sort of.
You're just about to make me mad enough to come down there and whoop your ass right now.
That would be fun to see in and of itself.
Well, I guarantee you. I don't know what your idea of funny is, but I got a damn tree stump in my front yard. I had a chainsaw artist, Jesse Dupree, carve out all 7 dwarfs out of it. It ain't funny. Dopey lost an ear. Sneezy lost a leg, and it plumb decapitated Doc down there.
Oh, my God.
You just get pretty tickled about everybody's tragedy, don't you?
Well, it's a first time for me.
God, I'm pretty grumpy about it.
We rarely knock over all 7 dwarfs.
Well,
you got to be pulling my leg on this.
I'm going to pull more than your leg when I get down there, I guarantee you. It cost me $200 to have it sawed out of that tree. And the damn thing was that the Disney Channel, we mailed in a picture of it to the folks at the Disney Channel, and they's going to put our picture in the magazine and give us 6 free months of the Disney Channel. And that's out of the picture now.
Oh,
goodness. So the way I see it, y'all owe me $200 for the damn statue. That's what we paid Jesse Dupree to come down there and saw it out. And then 6 months of the Disney Channel, whatever that works out to be, or there's going to be an ass whooping. It ain't funny. What do I expect next week? Y'all going to have a ball game? I expect somebody to come out there and pee in my mailbox? What are y'all doing down there? What the hell went on? Well,
you got to be pulling my leg.
I'm tired of talking to you. I'm tired of you giggling in the background. How long are you going to be there today? And where's your damned office?
See, we're on the second floor of McClure Hall.
Have you ever had an ass whooping?
I've had some try.
Yeah, how big a boy are you?
Why don't you come and find out?
Oh, by God, sure as hell will. I'll be down there sometime today. I've about had all the giggling in my ear I'm going to stand.
Greg Peterson.
Okie doke. Well, I apologize for any problem you might have had, but we'll look forward to seeing you.
Well, you're going to be looking forward to seeing something after that. That's going to be my fist in your eye. I've got about 7 dwarf pop knots I'm going to put on your head.
Bring them along, would you?
I like I'm bringing them right with me.
Okie doke.
And if I don't get down there for today, and I tell you what, I need to just go ahead and make that checkout, because you may not be able to do it after I get done with you.
Well, if you can't make it over with all 7 dwarfs,
the damn way to bust it up for kindling, it ain't worth nothing. I tried to glue it back together, and it wouldn't hold. That's why I'm calling you today, damn it. It ain't funny.
Well, it sure sounds funny on this end. I'm sorry to say.
Well, where are you from? You ain't from around here, are you?
Well, not close by.
And you ain't never had a good country Oklahoma ass whooping then?
No, but I look forward to the possibility.
Well, and if I can get a hold of this other artist, he doesn't chainsaw things out of trees. He just chews the bark off of it. Bill Hankel, I was going to have him chew it out for me.
Bill would be good. Bill?
He said he'd do Dumbo for me. I got a willow tree. He's going to do Dumbo out of it.
Hey, Christopher.
Who the hell is this?
This is Phil and Brent over KMOD Radio here in town. Yeah, we know Bill Hinkle, too. Yeah.
How long do you think it'd take him to chew Dumbo out of that weller tree?
Rolling on the floor here. I can hardly breathe.
Is it more out of just a funny story or relief that you're not going to get your ass broke?
He dropped back about 3 steps and giggled.
I was ready.
Well, I guarantee you he was. It ain't nothing for me to whoop a man's ass, Chris.
With or without the song.
No, I don't need that.
The idea of knocking over all 7 dwarfs.
Well, by God.
Well, Doc was decapitated. That's not funny.
Well, and I tell you, it probably lowered the property value of my house.
And the guy in your mailbox.
Well, now that might happen. I think that's when the offensive lineman had done
that. Well, that happens all.
It's usually just the administrative staff that goes on, isn't it?
All right, that's enough of the silliness. That's R.D. Mercer. I love that one. The dwarves, he knocks the dwarves over. Anyway, R.D. Mercer, long since passed. Rest in peace, R.D., but always one of my favorite things. Love pranks. Love doing pranks. Love being part of pranks, like the Satterberg with his putting his name in a hat for governor on April 1st, the announcement there. But people took that serious. You can't believe it. John Reeves was going to be his running mate. And they must have had 100 calls saying, hey, where do I write a check? People actually, okay, well, that tells you something there. But it's a wide open race, so we'll see what happens. They weren't really running, but so many people were. It's like, when is this madness going to stop? Hey, did want to talk a little bit about the season, since this is the outdoor show. We don't just tell jokes and bitch about politics and stuff like that, although that's fun too. But I do want to, if you own a boat, especially if you're a newer boat owner, there's some things you want to do to save you some money and grief and floating down a river backwards, spinning in circles under the bridge, bouncing off the bridge. That's never fun, especially with the wife in the boat. But there's just a few things you want to do. Number one, we had a real cold winter this year, so it sucked the life out of your tires, or at least the air. Make sure you air your tires up to whatever it says on the side of them. Check the sidewalls. Make sure they're not. The worst thing you can be doing is going down to Valdez and you know, outside of Sourdough, you know, 10 miles out of Sourdough, blow a tire and slow late night, nobody on the road. So, or Chittenden or wherever you're going, you want to make sure your trailer's in good shape. Most of the trailers have Zerk fittings. You know, if they don't pull the cap, you're going to see them there. There's a grease fitting on each wheel. So you want to make sure you hit those. Make sure your brakes are working good. Just take it out around the block. Make sure the brakes work if you have hydraulic brakes or electric brakes. So you want to make sure of that. Trailer is the most forgotten part of the of the deal. And also, here's the other thing. If you have your boat in your yard and you have a tongue jack holding the boat up and nothing underneath it, you probably need a new tongue jack, because the weight of the snow, if it didn't buckle the tongue jack, it's probably stressed it enough where the gears are going to be really rough shape. It's just way too much weight on the nose of the boat if you didn't sweep the boat off. So in the future, just take a log stump or something, put it under the tongue, and then let the pressure down on that. And it's always a good idea to take, and when you get massive amounts of snow like we had this year, to get the snow off it. It can break the windshield, just the snow leaning on there. And then you're scrambling around last minute. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're looking for somebody to fix your windshield and so forth. So you want to make sure you take care of your trailer, take care of the boat. And then same thing, like the snow machine, you want to grease everything up. Change your jet oil if you haven't done it recently, whether it's Sea-Doo. You can go to, you know, a lot of this stuff's pretty easy. You can just YouTube it, or you can take it to your local marine dealership, the boat shop, or one of the places that do that. But you want to make an appointment ahead of time. A lot of these shops, some of the shops are not even taking new customers because they're so busy and it's a short season. I understand that, but it's really tough. I have a guy that worked for me that has his own shop now, James. It's called To The Hilt. And I can get his phone number out there in case somebody wants to have their boat serviced ahead of time. You can write that phone number down. I'll look it up. But he's a real good guy. He's fair. And he does boats, four-wheelers, snow machines, but basically everything we did before. He's just a little one-man operation out in North Pole. And I think he can haul the boat out there too. I believe I shouldn't speak for him on that, but if you didn't want to, but To The Hilt, his last name is Hilton. And so it's To The Hilt is the name of his business, and it's 907-687-9647. Like I said, any of these guys you want to get a hold of early, ahead of time. Same with the canvas outfits. If the snow has destroyed your canvas, you're going to want to, make an appointment early, because there's only a couple outfits that do it, and they're probably already booked up into June or July. So Alaska Canvas Works, John Harrell, Boat Tops Plus. There's a couple of them out there, but there's not many. So you want to take care of getting the word out and letting your friends know too. Other than that, you want to when you back the boat in the river for the first time. If you fogged the boat last year, it's going to fog up the area, which is good to spray fogging oil at the end of the season in the boat. Let it choke on that stuff, coats everything. But it's going to make a big stinking mess. It's not toxic or anything. It's just you want to do it like real early in the morning or late at night after everybody's kind of gone to bed, so you're not angering the neighbors. Anyway, you want to back the boat in the water, fire it up, make sure your battery's fully charged first, and then leave it on the trailer. Make sure your plug is in the boat, fire it up, and then lift the hood on the engine, or the if it's a sport john or something like that, just look for leaks and let it warm up. Make sure the gauges and no beepers come on, no warnings, real simple stuff. And then take it out for a ride before you take the family out. Again, make sure the drain plug is in it. simple thing to forget. Make sure your tie downs are off when you're back in the water, so you can, you know, take it out for a ride, and then get it back on the trailer and have some fun this summer. Take the family out, get out. Price of fuel's high, yeah, so you might make shorter trips, but boating is cheaper than therapy, so you want to get out and get your mental suppository going, and enjoy the water. There's nothing quite like being out in the water. I'm already getting my boat ready, changing my seats out, and getting my boat ready to go. So anyway, that's kind of it for this show. This is Craig Campo with The Outdoor Show. It's been fun tuning in here and chatting about a little everything. So see you next Saturday. Stick around for the Fairbanks Foodies.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.